A Grave Report.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. While it may not be in the ground, General Motors is writing what could be construed as its own eulogy. In its annual report filed to the Securities and Exchange Commission this morning, the company says it's not at all sure its outlook will improve, as in ever. We're joined by reporter Tracy Samilton, who covers Detroit for Michigan Radio. Tracy, what are GM and its auditors saying in this filing?
Well, what they're saying is there is substantial doubt about GM's ability to continue as a going concern. Essentially, that means we think this company is in grave danger of going bankrupt this year.
And the president has even alluded to the fact that, you know, that bankruptcy is definitely in the cards, right, for the automakers.
Yeah, I really think they have to acknowledge it. It's kind of the reality. It's going to be probably a political decision whether to try to give the company enough money to keep it out of bankruptcy. But right now, it's taking out loans to pay its bills. It's going to have to keep taking out loans to pay its bills for some time. And basically, you know, when you and I have to do that kind of thing, we've gone bankrupt.
You mentioned politics, Tracy. GM already has its hand out. The government just provided AIG with its fourth bailout this week. How likely is it that the Obama administration will give even more cash to GM at this point?
Well, I think it's going to be difficult for them to do it. I think they want to keep this company out of bankruptcy. A lot of people are employed by the company. A lot of suppliers are dependent on the company, and the ripple effect is going to be extremely bad.
And the main thing about AIG was that everybody said it was too big to fail. Is that something that they would say about General Motors, too big to fail?
Yeah, GM would say that. I think, you know, if the Obama administration does make that decision to give them the loans at the end of March 31st, that is what they will say. And certainly there's some credence to that, because if GM were to fail, its suppliers would immediately likely have to file bankruptcy, and all the automakers, foreign automakers as well, who operate in the United States, would be in trouble because all of a sudden their suppliers have filed for bankruptcy.
So, Tracy, what's the response of people on the streets in Detroit?
Well, they're angry. Some of them are angry at the automakers. A lot of people in the Detroit area are angry at the national media and at the government for essentially putting all these strings attached to the loans to the automakers while giving much more money to the financial sector. And they basically feel the automakers have gotten a raw deal.
All right. Tracy Samilton reports on Detroit for Michigan Radio. Tracy, thank you.
Thank you.
All signs pointing to losses in early trading today, the GM news notwithstanding, and Ford announcing this morning it's restructuring some big debt. GM shares are flat in pre-market trading, Ford's lower. There was a bit of a buying spree yesterday. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all had 2 and 3% gains. European shares are lower, 2 to 3%. Asian markets closed mixed. The Hang Seng closed down. Japan's Nikkei was up. Retail sales fell in February, but not as much as expected, and sales figures don't appear to be as bad as was the case in January. Walmart saw same-store sales up 5%, Target down 4%. Other stores are still struggling. The Labor Department reports first-time weekly jobless claims dropped unexpectedly to 639,000 last week. Continuing claims fell as well. New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo has subpoenaed 7 former Merrill Lynch executives, part of an investigation of billions of dollars in bonuses given out just before the investment bank was taken over by Bank of America. Now, last week, Bank of America Chief Ken Lewis testified about what he knew about those bonuses, but he cited employee privacy, didn't provide specific information.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers.
We're set to hear today about earnings from Clean Energy Fuels, the largest provider of vehicle natural gas in North America. Natural gas, much cleaner burning fuel, and it's in higher demand. That means many green companies are managing to get through this fallout. Now, one company says it's the right time to bring back a superhero who pioneered an environmental message 2 decades ago. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
If the green message had a salesman, it would be this guy.
Captain Planet, he's a hero.
Captain Planet was the number one animated kids show in the early 90s. It chronicled the adventures of 5 eco-conscious kids, the Planeteers, and their mullet-sporting mascot. Now, the environmental website Mother Nature Network has acquired the rights to bring the show back online. And like any superhero, Captain Planet brings with him a pile of merchandise.
We have these fabulous solar battery-powered flashlights.
Barbara Pyle was the show's executive producer.
And these really cool water totes. There's even action figures.
Pyle says Captain Planet still has a loyal fan base among people in their 20s. A Facebook page for the superhero now has 180,000 fans. But consumer researcher Kit Yarrow says don't expect those fans to stick around forever.
It's more of an icon for people in their 20s, but it's not like, you know, unless they're stoned. It's not like people in their 20s are going to watch cartoons endlessly.
Yarrow says the show needs to build fans among the kids of today. Marketing experts say there is a precedent for this kind of thing. Look at Schoolhouse Rock. The franchise enjoys a near permanent spot on Billboard's list of best-selling kids videos. Pyle says the captain has plenty of marketing potential.
Captain Planet is a pitchmeister, and he could be a good spokesperson for a lot of things.
As luck would have it, Captain Planet already has a catchy theme song.
Captain Planet, he's our hero, gonna take pollution down to zero. He's our hero.
Pyle hopes to begin the big publicity push April 22nd, Earth Day. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being here. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.